Many have criticized French President François Hollande for rushing to judgment, as he has openly blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for an alleged chemical attack, despite having no concrete evidence to back up the claim.
There is no any scientific proof up to now, and I hope that experts, independent experts, would have access soon to the affected zone.
Syria has permitted UN inspectors to visit the site, and they are collecting data to determine who and what was behind a toxic attack which killed hundreds of people. Both sides of the Syrian conflict have denied responsibility. But many say that France is attempting to prejudice international opinion and create war hysteria so that the West can finally intervene militarily.
There will necessarily be a response, and I said from the beginning that it seemed to me evidently that the response should be a strong one.
Foreign Minister Fabius went on to say that he expects the West will decide this week on whether or not to go to war in Syria. Many wonder if that gives the UN inspectors enough time to do their work, and many also wonder if the West truly cares about their results. Nearly all analysts believe that the Assad regime would have very little to gain by using chemical weapons and very much to lose. But some say that from the beginning, France, the former colonizer of Syria, has played the role of agitator instead of peacemaker.
Unfortunately, France is playing a bad role, very negative for France and for Syria. Because before this, the cooperation with Syria was going very well. This is really, for France, a kind of auto-destruction of their own interests in Syria.
Analysts believe it's possible that foreign-backed insurgents may have committed the massacre in order to derail peace efforts.
You could say that the international community is now close enough to an agreement that a political solution is the only way. The parties are not there yet.
The opposition and their Western allies have already postponed a second peace conference in Geneva, but the UN has said it wants another round of talks to be held in October. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.